Welcome. Nice to see you, Howard. Thanks very much for coming in. Let's start by talking a little bit about DTP and obviously your role within the organisation.
Yes, my name is Howard Hall. I'm the founder and managing director of DTP. We started in 1987, so when technology was very, very analogue. And, you know, over the last 30-some years, things have moved on quite a little bit.
Definitely. And I think we were talking earlier on around how things have evolved and how changed. Tell us a little bit about how, I guess, DTP came about and obviously where you guys as an organisation are today.
Yeah, well, ever the entrepreneur, you know, I'm an engineer by trade and got into sales in technology because technology interested me.
Yeah.
And, you know, started my business in my grandparents' attic bedroom. They made the mistake of going away for 2 weeks on holiday and came back to a front room lounge full of boxes of PCs.
Wow.
But that was the really early days of I guess, personal computing is where we started. And over time, we're an HP-only partner.
Yeah.
We've followed HP, shall we say. So in those early days of HP, they were very good in terms of back office technology, i.e. the enterprise tech, and also printers.
Yep.
Pretty poor at PCs. Then they bought Compaq, and everything changed. So no, so we've effectively grown over those 30-some years as HP has grown and mirror them in terms of everything that they do.
Everything they do. So again, as you said, changed massively from, I guess, 30 years ago.
Gosh,
and obviously the two organisations split. There's HP and there's HPE.
Yeah.
And even we sort of see HPE have evolved massively, not even over the last sort of 12 months, but the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
When we talk about everything as a service, and I know from DTP's point of view, you were really early adopters from a GreenLake point of view and your engagement with worldwide
companies.
Tell us a little bit more about
that. Well, I mean, again, being a HP-only partner and now a two HP-only partner. We were an early adopter of their managed print service, so selling as a service, and we started that in 1999, if I recall. And we failed to make any money out of it for about 3 or 4 years. We were a learning organisation for those years, and I think we had 3 iterations of Salesforce. We tried to train our own guys to do it, we then tried to recruit ex-HP guys to do it, and in the end we went for sort of poachers become gamekeepers in terms of people in the copier industry who came in and knew how to sell as a service.
Right.
So we were really, really early in that as a service piece. And of course, when GreenLake came along and HP changed their strategy dramatically to be, you know, edge to cloud, everything as a service, it sort of fit really, really well with in terms of our operating model and what we try to do. Because again, transactional business is great. We're very good at it. But actually, it's the lifetime profitability of a client that is really key to us. And it's those relationships and building those relationships and keeping those relationships with clients that allows you to, you know, maintain and grow your business.
Absolutely. And the thing, again, like you said, going from a CapEx and a kind of a traditional sales cycle of it maybe engaging with a customer once every 3-5 years, depending on their support life cycle. When you're moving to more as a service, it's that monthly recurring, it's that kind of quarterly reviews that you're having with the customers around their consumption and their usage. It's a real shift in what traditionally HPE has been, obviously, to
And I think that's a good point you make about sort of that, I guess, iterative engagement where you deliver and wave goodbye for a few years. And, you know, when you've sort of providing things as a platform-based business, as GreenLake allows us to do with HPE, it means that customer success is a real imperative. And that's where we sort of sit in our as-a-service business anyway. It's the adoption of technology, but then how the customer uses it is really key and how they successfully use it. Because, you know, managed print is a little bit different, whereby they, you know, we put a device infrastructure in there with a service wrap, and it sort of stays pretty much the same for the duration of the contract, but they've got to be able to use it successfully.
Yeah.
GreenLake's slightly different in terms of it allows us to pitch and deliver, you know, an infrastructure with as a service wrapper that is fit for purpose at that particular moment in time, i.e. right size for that moment in time, and then grows over time as the client's, you know, business needs hopefully grow, you know, and their requirements grow. But as you know, back to that customer success piece, the more we can identify as opportunities within the client of things they could be using it for, you know, the better for us, hopefully the better for the client, because we're delivering it at a massive saving over the, you know, the hyperscalers.
Yeah, and again, I think it is like you say, that right sizing at the right time more than that over provision is where Greenlink absolutely has seen success. And I think even the last two or three years, when you look at the flex offering that HPE have today, that's evolved massively. It's not just the financial model, as much as that's important, and we've got a lot of customers on those contracts. It is the platform, and as you mentioned earlier on, the edge to cloud strategy and portfolio that is delivering more than just flex. It's the subscription, it's the manageability, it's that one pane of glass, dare we say it, that is the key element to HPE and GreenLake's success, is one place to go for everything, even bringing in public cloud and their costings into that platform as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, again, for us, I mean, we are obviously trying to apply in as a service type modelling to our existing client base, or our, let's call it our traditional TAM.
Yeah.
And but actually what excites me more is actually going after the hyperscalers. Because, you know, look at their businesses, AWS, Azure, GCP, they've grown $100 billion businesses over, you know, less than 10 years,
massive,
which is incredible. And, you know, they're not doing anything special, really. You know, they've got a massive data centers delivering, you know, what we do as a service, but that's the customer experience is, you know, is what they're delivering on a pay-as-you-go, you know, metering basis.
Yeah.
And targeting those guys is, you know, it's, I wouldn't say it keeps me awake at night, but it actually excites me.
Excites you, drives you though.
Exactly, yeah. And it's having some success there, really. And the success is, what probably excites me the most is the look on the faces of traditional and new world clients when they actually realise, well, God, there's some significant savings to be had here. And you're going to guarantee the customer experience.
Yeah.
You're going to deliver the same as those guys are delivering, but, you know, 30, 40, 50 plus percent cheaper.
Yeah, cheaper. Yeah. And again, like you said, it isn't just the, I guess, a resale into a particular customer. Where you think about an AWS or an Azure, that's a platform. They're giving it to a one-to-many. And I know, obviously, from a DTP point of view, you are investing and you're growing out your capabilities as resale and sell-to model of where you can have multiple customers on your platform. And I think, again, the enhancements to the portfolio that HP have allows, I guess, service companies like yourself and managed services companies like yourself to be able to, I guess, differentiate yourselves from just reselling to offer a full portfolio of as a service solution.
Yeah, and a key part of that is, as you say, is us developing our own powered by GreenLake,
absolutely,
you know, B2B cloud effect.
Yes.
You know, and it allows then clients, whether they be born in the cloud clients or traditional clients, to test the waters.
Yeah.
Effectively, and again, we talked earlier about another business that I'd set up and successfully divested, which was an AI business.
Yes.
And you know, we partnered really early in days with that, with Microsoft Azure, and they had the foresight to invest money into lots of scale up organizations, not in terms of hard cash, but in terms of instances, you know, cloud instances.
Yeah.
And that's something that we want to do in terms of targeting, you know, that particular community, is that try before you buy almost approach.
Yeah, give them the option to,
exactly,
to try
it.
To see if they like it, and then obviously expand give them.
It's great to try and sell something on paper, but actually get them using the platform.
Yeah.
You know, get them trying it, get you know, the guarantee is there in terms of once they've used it and they, you know, getting the same experience at a lower price point.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it leads to sales and happy customers.
Absolutely. And I think that, again, where Flex has come from historic, it's been that financial model, but we're looking now even from a HP platform where it's subscription or it's manageability via the cloud platform that is getting customers onto that one pane of glass.
Yeah,
they're understanding what their capabilities are, and it's leading to more discussions and actually more opportunity, because they're seeing the benefit from trialing those licenses before just looking at the full solution from the off.
Yeah, and it's I think in terms of the narrative, I mean, we're an early adopter of GreenLake. We've been quite successful with it, not successful as we want to be, but we're sort of ahead of the game, I think. But actually, the conversations I'll have with clients now is not around TCV or cost typically, although that does come into it. It's more around the traditional clients. It's more around modernizing their environments.
Yeah.
You know, it's giving them a platform that allows them to modernize their operations a little bit, as well as then driving cost savings in productivity benefits, because that's what the CIOs and this, you know, are typically looking for in today's world. We've had a number of clients that had the cloud first journey for the last 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the end of those successful cloud migration projects, they've still got, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60% of workloads on-prem or in colo. And the operational and the financial benefits that they were hoping for have just not materialized.
No.
You know, so the opportunity really is hybrid. It's readdressing those.
It absolutely is. It's giving that choice as well as having it on-prem or actually having it in the cloud. And again, we go back to the platform's enhancements. It allows what HP have invested into their own, I guess, their technology, their solution. It allows you to have that hybrid view. And we're getting more customers now that have been cloud customers, like you said, and now actually they want a little bit of both. How do we have the best of both worlds? And I know from how, I guess, historically you guys have worked with TD SYNNEX as a whole, it's not just been the HP business unit, but you've also worked with our cloud team of developing and understanding the hybrid message. And obviously I know that's led into a couple of opportunities or a few opportunities we've won together. Maybe you could give us a little bit. I know you're not disclosing too many details of names, but where we've been successful.
And it's evolved. You know, our first sort of Greenlight deal we secured, 3 years ago?
3 years ago,
And it was purely around storage as a service. A client without budget needed to refresh because they ran out of capacity. You know, and Greenlight was the answer, and happy client basically. And then over the time, what we've seen is those deals have evolved. You know, it's become more than just an IaaS stroke storage as a service type play into more of an outcomes based play.
Yes.
You know, to the latest sort of opportunities that we're working on are true private cloud opportunities.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've seen that over time, really. That you know, our approach, and a lot of it comes down to GreenLake as its capability, because you go back 3 years ago, it was pretty undynamic, let's say.
Yeah, it was quite set in its way. It was kind of one size fits all.
And over time, I mean, HP are pouring, you know, a lot of money into GreenLake. We know collectively that, and we are seeing the benefits of that. And we are all, you know, it's ducks on a pond, isn't it? There's an awful lot of leg movement going on behind the scenes in terms of moving things forward. You know, things on the surface look really, really smooth. So we're all, and I guess that's the same with the hyperscalers as well. You know,
it must be.
It has to be, doesn't it? so I think HPE are in a really good place at present. We have a really good offering, you know, that we're collectively taking to market.
Yeah.
I think we're solving a lot more end user problems. It allows us to have outcome based conversations, which is key to me. It's not just about replacing this with that. It's actually having a conversation with a client about what they are trying to do, what problems are they trying to solve in their business, and of course, you know, the latest flavor is AI and machine learning, etc., where we were an early adopter of, which was a great place to be, but we're seeing a lot more of that sort of coming into mainstream now, and you know, announcements that have been going on literally as we're sat here.
Exactly, and I'm sure there'll be more as we kind of go through the year. And it almost feels like full circle with you from an AI starting point, and obviously you come from an as a service, and now with the strategy that HP have, it's all kind of, I want to say, mashed together, but it is very much more their three key areas, is edge, cloud, and AI. And all of that's going to be wrapped up with the platform. So be it that we're reselling collectively, or we're selling to you for you to offer your own solution to multiple customers, it's a really exciting time, ever-changing, ever-evolving, and can be as complex or as simple as, like you say, that first contract, which I think we've just extended for another 12 months. So again, another contract that keeps on giving. So
Well, that's the other beauty of it, isn't it? If you get customer success piece right, it will continue to grow and deliver in the main. So, you know, and that's where our focus is. I mean, focusing quite hard on those sort of born-in-the-cloud workloads, just because we think we've got a real differentiator there in terms of price and, you know, guaranteeing the user experience.
The user experience, that customer experience is really key.
Yeah.
And they've got the choice of you doing it on their behalf and managing it for them. Exactly. Actually, if it's an organisation that wants to take that control and manage it themselves, they still have the same flexibility of the solution. It's the different, I guess, services offering and wrap.
I mean, again, if you sort of offered the ability to manage a data center or data center tech, some of these scale up companies, they'd be exit door left at 100 miles an hour, I think. But it's the beauty of some of the colo partnerships that HPE have as well. It allows us to surface that technology in the same way as they consume from a hyperscaler.
Yes.
Exactly the same. They effectively get access to technology and they get a bill every month, and they can see what they're paying for.
They're using as
well. Which is not always the case with the hyperscalers, to be honest, because there's a little bit of smoke and mirrors there.
Yeah. It's not as transparent, because exactly. I think that obviously we do get with the cloud platform. So, yeah.
And also your price is locked in.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great thing about GreenLake. Your price is locked in for the term of the contract, i.e. unit price. So you know that your inflation doesn't come into play as well.
No.
So that's the CFO's dream as far as we're concerned.
Well, you talked about earlier on about looking at different personas depending on, is it more of a strategy? Is it more outcome-based? And I think the platform gives an element to all of those different personas as an organisation.
Yeah.
Like you say, is it financial? Is it more operational? Is it more technical? Actually, within that one pane of glass we talked about, they have all of that available to them. So I can see why, as we've seen over the years, it's becoming more and more important to customers to have that management piece and the financial, I guess, lock-in and commitment from us as the channel and HPE is equally as important to them.
Yeah, and I think in the early days, somebody signing up to 5 years might have been a little bit daunting, especially if they've come from a cloud-type background where they think they can get out of it overnight. They can't. There's egress and regress charges that will, you know, keep them handcuffed to the solution for years unless they've architected it in the right way. I think that looking forward, that single pane of glass thing we've talked about is really key, because the cloud is right for some workloads. The hyperscalers are right; is the right place to be for certain types of workloads, you know. But for others, you know, driven by cost, you know, productivity and capability, you know, back to an on-prem model, whether that be on-prem in the customer's data center for the traditional bricks and mortar client, or it be on-prem in our colo facility, surfaced as a cloud for those more new world clients. You know, there's a lot to be said, I think, for what we can deliver.
There's a lot of choice.
Yeah, which exactly.
I guess one of the reasons why we've been as successful as we have been collectively. And I could talk for hours, as people probably will know, around GreenLake. So I'll stop it there, Howard. But I do really appreciate you coming in and sharing the history and the background around your organisation, but equally the really exciting stuff that you're working on, and jointly with us as well and HPE. So looking forward to the future.
Exactly.
Thanks very much.
Pleasure.